You're listening to Valley Public Radio. I'm Joe Moore. It's a very exciting day as the Fresno Philharmonic has a new music director, just the eighth in the history of the orchestra. That person is Ray Hotoda, who joins us now on Valley Public Radio. Ray, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
The first woman to lead the orchestra, Stephen Wilson, our executive director of the orchestra, is with us as well. Stephen, thank you for joining us as well. Ray, I want to start with you, though. How excited are you right now with the announcement?
I am thrilled and honored to be the new music director of the Fresno Philharmonic. I'm so excited to work with this fabulous staff, the wonderful musicians of the symphony, and a fantastic board, and getting to know the community will be my first agenda, you know, and to really get to know Fresno and all of its diversity and just to work together.
Ray recently served as the associate conductor of the Utah Symphony and is now with us. This is the second time that we've spoken with you, as you joined us a few months ago in the process of conducting the orchestra as a guest conductor. Stephen, you had six excellent candidates that all were here with the orchestra performing, leading the group. What stood out with Ray Hotoda?
Well, yes. I mean, indeed, we had six wonderful candidates who came in this past season. You know, it's interesting. This is a little bit like a dating process, and I think that Ray just connected with the musicians of the orchestra, with the audience, I think with everyone that met her. I think we all came out of her visit with just a strong sense that this would be the right person. You know, after lots of analysis of surveys from audience, from musician members, you know, we, you know, kept looking back and back and back and then said, yeah, that's right. She's the one.
Very exciting indeed. Ray, back when you were earlier in your career, you did a fellowship with Marin Alsop.
That's right.
The Taki Fellowship. And I understand she's been a close mentor to you. What advice has she passed on as the first woman to lead a major American orchestra, a hugely influential conductor across the globe? Has she imparted any particular advice to you as you set forth in this new journey?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I just spoke with her recently, and I said, Marin, this is so exciting. She was thrilled, and really, she was like, I'm so proud of you. And so I said, well, I have a question. What are the first do's and don'ts of a music director? And she said, well, you know, just from my experience in the past, you know, these are the things that I would advise you to do. And just, you know, and I told them what a great staff that I'll be working with Stephen and how we're so aligned with our ideas and concepts and goals for the orchestra. And she's like, well, that right there is a, you know, wonderful way to start a new music director position. And I feel so strongly about this orchestra and about this community that, you know, we can grow together and we can have big goals in mind. And it's only because I was inspired by the musicians, inspired by this organization, that this is possible. And so I feel a little bit like a kid in a candy store, that I get to pick and choose the repertoire. And Stephen's, you know, really backing me up with the ideas that I have and really move forward with this organization.
So tell us a little more about some of those ideas that you have. What might be in store? I know you want to listen and learn about the community, but yes. I know you do have some ideas and goals, as you just said.
I do. And this season, we're still in the planning process, but the opening concert is kind of a testament to the orchestra and its abilities, but also to the eclectic and kind of diversity of the community. And so I wanted it to reflect in the first program. We're going to start with an American composer, Aaron J. Kernis, a new era dance. And I thought, what a fitting way to start a new era with this orchestra, with a piece that's, you know, titled New Era Dance. It's jazzy, it's fun, it's lively. And I thought this would be a wonderful way to kind of introduce myself to the organization, to the community, to the audience, and just have a fun opening piece for the orchestra to play. We have a Grieg piano concerto, which is this gorgeous, virtuosic piece. The second half is The Afternoon of a Faun, a very familiar piece by Debussy. Highlights the woodwinds of the orchestra. And then we end with Pines of Rome by Respighi. So a massive, celebratory, but also very strong work.
So often when we do these interviews, we get to talk with the conductor before the concert. In this case, though, I can ask you, tell me about your experience performing with the orchestra a few months ago when you were here as a guest conductor. What stood out for you? What are some of the memories that you take back from that concert? I believe you did Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony and some other works.
Yes, and immediately I felt that there was this sense of great rapport between myself and the orchestra, that we're here to be very professional, be, you know, very serious about the music, but also they were so receptive and so warm. It's a really nice balance between, you know, formal but informal. You know, we're all there to make great music together, but there is a sense of professionalism that I definitely like in an orchestra. And so I really felt that we were in sync that way.
Stephen, what was the process like in selecting the new music director, Ray Hatoda? What was the committee process like? How was it configured? And maybe a little insight into what went into this.
Right. Well, as you know, I mean, this is the culmination of a 2-year search process that was overseen by a committee that the Philharmonic formed, which had board members, members of the orchestra, as well as one outside representative, Anna Hamry, the director of the Fresno Community Chorus. And so as we moved through this immediate past season where we had the 6 finalist conductors coming in, the search committee met after each conductor visit to analyze surveys from the audience. There was also a formal survey process with the orchestra after each concert. So as we moved along through it, the search committee kind of behind the scenes was really doing evaluations of all of the candidates as we moved forward. And then once we got to the end of the process, after the last candidate visited in April, we then had a number of meetings just to, you know, obviously to talk through everything, to look at everything that we were seeing from all the different stakeholders of the organization. And actually, a consensus on the committee emerged quite quickly. Then took that very strong consensus recommendation to the board, which also unanimously adopted that. And so it's really terrific. I think the reason why it's all come out this way is that a lot of work was done both on the board and the search committee very early on, thinking about what it is we were looking for and what's the position of this orchestra, what's the position of symphony orchestras generally right now. You know, we were trying to look forward. And I think that there was, among both the board members and the musicians involved in the process, there was a very common view that really what we all want is for classical music to thrive here in Fresno, and that we, you know, that we want a music director who is committed to that and has the, you know, the skills, the enthusiasm, the ideas to make that happen. And I think Ray has all of that in spades. I think that, you know, her programming ideas are just terrifically exciting and innovative. I think people will see, and certainly in the coming season and in, you know, seasons after that, you know, a new way of thinking about this incredible repertoire that we are, you know, custodians of, how to make it new, make it fresh, make it relevant to today. And I think that's really the vision that I think we see emerging right now and will be in the coming weeks as we release more information about next season's programming. I think that'll be present right from the get-go.
You have a big task ahead just logistically in planning the season. I'm sure planning schedules and things is everyone in your business is very busy and doing things all over the country, if not the globe. What's the process like for you just as citizen Ray Hatoda?
It's like I said, you know, this is such an exciting adventure for me as a conductor, to go from associate to finally music director. And I've had all these ideas for many years now, and just going through with these major orchestras, the Utah Symphony, the Dallas Symphony, the Winnipeg Symphony, all of their programs and things that they have had success with, and meeting music directors with great ideas, working with Marin and all of her wonderful ideas that she's implemented with the Baltimore Symphony. you know, so it was always my dream to be a music director. And so now I have this dream gig, this dream job, and I get to really start to plan and work with Stephen and work with the board and work with the orchestra with these ideas that have worked in other places and share them with the community of Fresno. So I'm really excited about that.
I was looking at that, again, your connection with Marin Alsop and that fellowship you did back, I think, was it, what, like 2007 or
yes,
around
that's
there?
Right.
And looking at her description of that program, she said, I want to train female conductors early in their career, not only on the music side of the music industry, but also the business side of being a conductor. And not so much that it's dollars and cents, but there's also a community leadership a position, not in the same way that a political leader has a role, but as a spokesperson for music and the arts and the importance of culture. Is that something you're relishing taking on?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm the face of the orchestra, you know, not just on the podium, but outside the committee, outside of the podium, off the podium. So these things are really important to me. And I want to get to know the people of Fresno. I want to know what sort of things that they would like to see the orchestra doing, not just musically, but, you know, engaging in the community. And I have so much faith in this orchestra, the players, the board again, that, you know, with this kind of new way of looking at music, and not necessarily, you know, here's your medicine, here's your new music piece that you have to swallow, but that this has some application to your life somehow, you know, that I really think that music can transform lives. And it's, if it's just thinking a different way, whether you really love a piece or really hate it, you know, that you are having a reaction to this musical work that makes you think differently. Well, then, you know, how will that apply to your life? If you see something and you're like, well, what if I thought of it this way? You know, that I think music has that ability. And so I want to see this happening with the Fresno Philharmonic and with my engagement with the community, you know, to really say, this Beethoven symphony, how is it affecting you right now, right at this moment? But then, you know, when you go home after the concert and you're humming this tune and you're thinking, well, why did I, you know, how is that ingrained in me, you know, and how does that affect my life? That's the way I feel about my music making, is that I'm constantly being affected by the music that I'm listening to.
Well, it's a very exciting new beginning for the orchestra. Very excited to have you in the community leading the Fresno Philharmonic as the 8th music director in the orchestra's history. Again, we've been talking with Ray Hotoda, announced this week as the orchestra's new music director. Stephen Wilson also joining us today. Ray, thank you so much for taking the time, and best of luck to you as you take on this new role.
Thank you so much.